Scott Berguin at KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We are honored to be talking to Mary Lee Orr, the Executive Director of Louisiana Environmental Action Network, or LEAN. Good afternoon, I guess it is, Mary Lee.
Good afternoon, Scott, and I'm the one who's honored that folks in Oregon and around would want to hear about what's happening here in Louisiana. Thank you so much for calling us. We really appreciate it.
Well, right back at you. People want to know. I know what has it been now? It's been over a month since Katrina hit, and just a couple weeks later, I believe it was, that Rita also
3 weeks after Katrina.
It dealt another huge blow to the area, and these kinds of things tend to, in our media culture anyway, tend to slip away really quickly when people become focused on other things, often not as important of things, but so we want to know how things are going, what LEAN is involved in there, and what folks can do. So why don't we just start with what you're involved in right now?
We're involved in giving direct aid to communities that have been hit in Louisiana. And basically, if you visualize Louisiana, and you just sort of took an eraser and swept it across the bottom part of the state, that's the whole area that's been affected by Katrina and Rita. We couldn't believe, first of all, Katrina, to us, had biblical proportions.
Mm-hmm.
All my growing up life, I'm from New Orleans, mm-hmm. of New Orleans. I buried my parents there. I have family there. I heard about the possibility of a Katrina coming,
mm-hmm.
But never in my did I believe that it would be so catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
and the effects so long term, and the kind of social stressors that this kind of event happens. It's just it's almost hard to describe, Scott, so you may have to help me along. It's hard to articulate the human suffering, the devastation of the ecological systems, the loss of homes, the loss of communities. It's really enormous. And as you well know, with Katrina, we were damaged on one side of our beautiful state, and then Rita came in, and we thought it was going to go to Texas. We didn't want it to go to our neighbor, but we certainly knew we were very vulnerable. And as you well know, the levee broke again,
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans. It was reflooded. So communities that had wind damage with Katrina were then flooded from Rita. So we've been helping with food, 7,000 to 10,000 pounds of food, water, feminine hygiene supplies, non-medical things that people need. For instance, in one parish, they'd been bitten a lot by snakes. They needed lots of Benadryl, lots of Pampers, lots of formula. Moms need that for the babies. So you name it, and the needs come from the community. We do a needs assessment, Scott, where we go in and say, you know, what seems to be your greatest need? One community was they actually needed cleaning products more than they needed food. There's this, I don't know if you guys have heard about it in Oregon, there's this huge growth of mold inside the homes because of the water. So not only do we have this sludge that's bacteria, chemicals, et cetera, this mold is just growing all over inside people's homes. So they're desperate for cleaning supplies and things like that. So we're basically trying to meet their need, and our organization here has not traditionally been doing that, but we're 19 years old, and we're all about action, and so 10 or 12 hours a day, our little staff is working on this, and I told you, or I should tell you, Scott, I did have a different voice about a month or so ago. It wasn't quite as deep, but I'm thrilled that we're able to help and get things directly to people when they need them, because we at least felt certainly that the larger agency seemed to be failing,
mm-hmm.
in their mission to get things to people.
Right. Well, there seems to be several disasters that have occurred here, isn't there? I mean, you've got, of course,
mm-hmm.
the natural disaster of the two hurricanes, but I know certainly nationally there was another disaster. It's almost like a vacuum that followed Katrina as people were waiting for relief to come in and for the local state and federal governments to actually respond to the disaster that many people saw coming. As you mentioned, it was something you were waiting for growing up in New Orleans, and there's reports and all kinds of things that other people have gone over and over and over and over again, and it exposed a lot of things, including, I suppose, in the realm of your organization's work, primarily before the hurricane, the environmental hazards that exist in that area that have now apparently been kind of mixed up and spread everywhere, all over the Delta anyway.
They are. It's just, it's unbelievable. I encourage people to visit our website. They can actually see pictures. We'll be adding some more. It's just unbelievable what's happened. And then I'm in Baton Rouge, which is about 80 miles from New Orleans, and I couldn't believe that my neighbors were suffering. We really felt like we were totally disconnected from the rest of America in many ways, because the people who wanted to volunteer were not being picked up by, say, Red Cross or FEMA. You know, you watched the television yourself, I'm sure, and saw it unfold. I mean, the people in the convention center, we had a minister living here for 3 weeks who was at the airport, where people literally died because they didn't have a glass of water. And so it really was a very traumatic experience for our community. But I have to say, there has been an enormous outpouring from wonderful people all over the United States, and certainly from the people here who've been helping each other. Baton Rouge, for instance, another thing, Scott, that people probably don't think about is we went from a city of 450,000 to 800,000 or a million literally overnight. Other folks have been relocated to Houston. Then when Rita came, they were relocated to two other states. So communities and families are literally spread all over the United States. So there's lots and lots of issues that are going to continue for a long time.
Can you give us an idea? I know I have checked your website, by the way. In fact, I'm looking at it right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And tell people that it's leanweb.org. That's LEANWEB.org. I tried lean.org and got some financial company of some kind. But it's leanweb.org. It's important for people to. There's lots of stuff there. I mean, I could spend a half a day, if not a whole day, just going through all the incredible stuff. But I wondered if you could focus for us just on maybe one specific township or something where you've. I know that there's one. Is it Jean Lafitte that you all have visited a few times and taken?
Jean Lafitte is a good example. We helped after Katrina with Mayor Tim Kernan, who's an absolutely fabulous person. Since the 1800s, his family has served in an office. He loves his community more than anything. I mean, it's truly his people. He's of the people. And he truly is a servant. During the hurricane, for instance, he was putting up sandbags trying to save his community. We brought in food and water and things that they needed. But then after Rita, flooding, 50% of the people didn't have electricity. An enormous amount of his parish area was flooded. So he's needed a lot of cleaning supplies. We always say we need a lot of prayers, moral support. His father died, he believed, as a result of stress of Katrina, and he just buried him on Monday. So the toll in human suffering and environmental damage is unbelievable. And we, for you to know, Scott, have not discontinued our environmental issues. We've written a letter to President Bush that we're going to put up on the website. We have another letter that we're doing in conjunction with another organization. There's some sampling that we're going to be doing and releasing data. So I hope you'll check back with us so we can actually let people know, you know, what they're being exposed to or what they need to be protected from.
Well, I think that would be very important to keep track of how this progresses, and hopefully it will progress. I still get the sense, though, that here, what did you say, 5 weeks? I've lost track after Katrina.
I think we're in our
Katrina,
fifth week.
So
I'm kind of losing track of time.
Right.
It's kind of like dog years for me. Every week is like seven.
Yeah.
Here, I'm sorry to say, but that's true. I think you're right, though, Scott, you're right.
But it still sounds, in some cases, like there are still people who are almost like waiting for the first sign of real aid to show up. I mean, maybe that's not true. That perhaps is an exaggeration. But there's still some people in some pretty dire straits.
There are people, and I don't think it's an exaggeration, because we were not even sure in Vermilion and Cameron and, you know, the Lake Calcasieu area, Highway 4 everything below Highway 14 was underwater. So now we're trying to assess what's happened there, what the needs are. Believe it or not, one of our requests has been about the animals, the cattle, the horses, and the domestic animals. We have a board member who's delivering 600 pounds of feed into Abbeville, which is the Vermilion Cameron area. So even the little four-legged animals are suffering as well. And I think the thing people need to remember is that this is not going to be resolved tomorrow. It's going to take months, perhaps a year or so, before things get back to, I don't know if it'll get back to normal. Mm-hmm. But certainly one thing I want folks to remember, it's larger than New Orleans. While I'm from New Orleans and I love it very much, the other areas were very devastated and are in great need of help. So we appreciate it that you've allowed me so much of your time. And I hope the people that listen to this hold us in their prayers and thoughts and can help any of us in any way. It would be greatly appreciated.
Well, that the question I would have following up from that is there a... what's the best way, I guess, the best word I can think of
for
folks to get help right now from outside the state?
When they visit our website, they can use Network for Good or PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, you know, anywhere from a church to a local group, a synagogue, schools, et cetera, that's the best way because they get us resources and then we're able to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also gotten boxes of Pampers and syringes,
mm-hmm.
and other things that people feel, non-medical supplies that we're happy to pass along. But sometimes it's easier for us, since we're listening to the community, if we can get the resources and then get it directly to them.
Right.
So whatever anyone's comfortable with, we're happy to get the aid. And if they go online, as you suggested, and I hope they do, you'll see a letter from me. I try to write one at least once a week so you can know where we're going, what parishes we're in, what's been brought in, what supplies are being brought in, so you'll know what your help and prayers have allowed us to accomplish.
Okay, so what you're saying, I believe, is that the best way that people can help, again, from outside the state, outside
right.
the area, is to send cash. The cash, and then you can respond more directly to any, you know, the changing needs of people or the specific need of an area that you may be coming in contact with.
It gives me the freedom, like when a lady called me and said she lost all her clothing.
Mm-hmm.
She had nothing. She'd waded through the water. She needed just, you know, under things, clothes, shoes, dresses, or a mama who called, I really need formula, I'm afraid to use the water here. You know, so a man called who said, my wife has had a brain aneurysm, I take care of her, I'm not able to get out to get food. There's several of us who are in that position, so even when you come here, I'm not able to get to the trailer. So it's that kind of thing that allows us to do it. You can also mail it directly to our office, and a lot of folks have. They prefer to put, say, a check directly into the mail. Please don't send cash. We'd worry about that with the mail system.
Mm-hmm.
But our physical address is 162 Croydon, C-R-O-Y-D-O-N, Croydon Avenue, which I understand is actually a city in England.
Oh.
I wonder, where did Croydon come from?
Hope it doesn't go to England.
No, definitely. We don't want to go to England unless it's going to go to some really good use, Scott. But Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Right in the heart of this environmental disaster and trying to help folks. And we thank you so much. The outpouring, I actually got a note from someone in France who said they'd heard about the suffering of the people in Louisiana and America and that they were praying for us, and they sent $200. And we're very grateful for everyone who's reached out to us and helping us help other people. That's the point.
That's fantastic. And now, that physical address you gave, will that, if someone mails a check, will it get to you at that address? Because I've seen
it'll
a PO
get right
box
to us,
here.
Directly to us.
Okay.
We have actually a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lean house, and we love that. The environment is great here for folks, and a lot of people come here just to get recuperated and eat, and we had people living in here, of course, when they were displaced.
Mm-hmm.
We had the minister, his wife, et cetera, and other folks living here. But, yeah, it'll come right into our mailbox, and one of the staff or myself will get it directly. We're a small organization, so you don't have to worry that it's going to go through 20 people before it gets to us.
Right. Okay. Well, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share with folks before we wrap this up?
To truly just keep the people of Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi and parts of Alabama in their hearts and prayers. And thank you so much for allowing me this time to share with you, and I hope perhaps you'll call me again, and I can give you an update of the positive things that are going on and the rebuilding and things that are taking place that folks perhaps in this listening audience will have helped make happen. Okay. We're making history here, and we're asking people to help us do that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Mary Lee, and we will contact you again.
Well, God bless you, Scott.
And as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, when we hang up, stand on the line, I can talk to maybe someone else in the organization. We can, I don't know what I want to do, make some arrangements for another call maybe in a week or so.
That's fabulous. I'll look forward to it, Scott. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.